We have an update now on the unfolding story out of Boston. Two explosions ripped through the crowd near the finish line of today's Boston Marathon. NPR confirms that at least two people are dead and at least 60 wounded. FBI investigators and a joint terrorism task force are on the scene. For more, we're joined by Bruce Gellerman, a reporter from member station WBUR in Boston. And Bruce, I gather you are at the Westin Hotel. It's become the center for reporters and law enforcement officials who are giving briefings. What have you heard? What's the latest?
Well, what I've heard is that they just had a press conference about a half hour ago with the governor and the police commissioner, Boston Police Commissioner, and they're saying that there was a third explosion at the JFK Library and Museum, which is about 3 miles south of Boston, and they say that was related. There was an explosion there. I don't think anyone was injured there. The police commissioner was asked if this was a terrorist act. He said, draw your own conclusions. Everybody was pushed back. The police lines kept on being pushed back from the finish line to the point where now we're about 3 or 4 blocks from the finish line and we're not allowed out of the hotel. At one point, I asked the policeman, how far should we go? And he said, get out of Boston. I think that was a little over the top, but they are clearly concerned. I was in one of the skywalks connecting buildings from a shopping area to the Westin Hotel, and was about to walk through the skywalk, and they diverted me from that, saying they had found a package there. But, of course, this is the marathon. There's tens of thousands of people with packages, and there was mass confusion. So it's not unusual that somebody might have left something, but that's all we know. There's a very little that's known here.
And we should mention, too, that we're awaiting a statement from President Obama. He'll be addressing the nation soon after 6 o'clock, about 6:10, according to the White House. Bruce, we mentioned at least two confirmed dead, 60 wounded. You spoke with a nurse at the medical tent that was set up near the scene.
There was a medical tent because, runners, when they finish up, if they need attention, they can get it there. So she was there, and she saw people coming with deep lacerations. She saw a man with both of his legs blown off. Mm-hmm. She was clearly shaken, shook up. I don't know how many more people are injured. I had heard at one point that there were 100.
And have been taken, obviously, to hospitals around the Boston area. It's unclear at this point, Bruce, how big a crime scene officials are dealing with. You mentioned what could be an explosion. I've also heard a fire at the JFK Library. Just how much of Boston at this point is considered to be a crime scene and is shut down?
Well, certainly the heart of Boston, if you consider Copley Square, the heart of Boston, it's been cordoned off. I was pushed back about 3.5-4 blocks. They cleared the entire area. Kept on setting up, the police, yellow police tape, and the police didn't know much more. All they knew is they kept on pushing us back. So essentially, the whole downtown Boston is a crime scene.
Okay, Bruce Gellerman, reporter with member station WBUR in Boston. Bruce, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.